can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting Network. Now, I got to cover this before I get back to the calls and try to get to some of these clips. Killing is not murder. Remember that. Murder is plotting to take someone's life in a malicious way for some sort of personal gain, for some sort of passion, revenge, something of this nature. Okay, there's a sin behind murder. Killing, not necessarily sinful. When this thing falls apart, when it hits the fan, when it goes live, and you know what I'm talking about when it goes live, this is when law and order break down. This is when people show up to your house like they're doing to in other people in other countries. This is the Solzhenitsyn moment that we've all been talking about all these years on the radio, where he sat there and said that we burned in the camps because we let these people take us off and pluck us off one by one in the night, and we cowered in our homes, and we all didn't pick up whatever we had necessary. They didn't even have firearms. He was talking about bats and golf clubs and stuff that you turn your logs over in the fireplace and that sort of thing. So we got firearms. So think about that. And I'm all you people that work for the freaking government, all you guys in the military, the National Guard, you cops, DHS, and blah, 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 blah. When you try to come to people's homes and disappear them off into these fake COVID camps just because all these people are getting sick because they took the shot, and all of us healthy people, you want to let them flip the script on us and think that somehow we're the ones that are spreading some sort of a disease, some sort of phantom disease. Realize that you are a legitimate target. It doesn't matter. This is way past U.S. code and all this other goofy stuff. When you guys come into somebody's castle, when you want to disappear people and play this little Cheka NKVD game here on the American soil, and it's already happening, it's just at a very, very kind of incremental pace. It's almost boiling frog pace. But when it snaps and when it hits the fan, You're doing the work of the evil one, and that you're doing the work of a rogue government. You're not being loyal to the document that you swore your oath to and all that other stuff. So I'm just putting this out there that killing is not murder when it comes to this. All right. It's not, you're not murdering people if when the bullets start flying. Murder is plotting and scheming in an evil way to take somebody's life. Killing is something totally different. All right. Let's take Miles in Maine, what's on your mind?
How you doing there, Robert? How's the evening?
Hey, it's going down soon.
Hey, you know, I don't understand these people that get on Mike Lindell. You know, here's a guy that took all his own money. He didn't ask for nothing. To me, he's doing a very important job. He's doing something that none of these agencies, none of these elections commissions, nobody has done. Okay, of course he's going to run up against opposition and people sabotaging him, just like Trump did. You know, sure. For people to sit there and say, oh, he's this and he's connected with this, and they have no evidence of this whatsoever. They're just spouting off. I think Lindell has been valuable just in what he's done. I mean, I don't know if you watched it, but I watched the 3 days of his show for several hours, and it was very compelling. It was extremely compelling. And he had a very outstanding group there. I mean, he had some top-notch people there. And yeah, he had some glitches, but, you know, they're sabotaging him as well. But I think what he's doing in terms of bringing to light what, I mean, we haven't had a congressman, senator, anybody, nobody go into this like he has, and definitely not spend their own money. And I think the guy needs to be applauded. I think these people just prematurely, jabbing at him are like the people in the 60s, 70s, 80s that said, oh, you know, the John Birch Society, that's just a conspiracy group. Well, who's laughing now? I mean, excuse me, who's not laughing?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, Robert? I think the guy, you know, if we sit here and shoot down all these people and criticize them over little minute things, who are we going to expect to step up and put forth their money when they're going to say, well, look what these guys did to that guy. They just ridiculed him and made him look like hell.
Point taken. You know, everybody jumps on the air and they say what's on their mind. So Chance said his piece, and I let you say yours, man. Go ahead.
And I don't think you can connect Trump with Lindell in that aspect. I mean, Lindell is taking this from a whole different standpoint. And, you know, you can say, oh, well, I don't like it because he's talking to China and it's not China the problem. Well, China is part of the problem. China was the ones who printed some of those ballots. I believe it was in Arizona. So China is, maybe China's not doing everything they may suspect, but China had a hand in it. And,
well, sure. They're a communist regime. And look, they've got Biden in their pocket. They've been in bed with the Democratic Party for decades. And so, of course, they would want a pushover that they've got the goods on to be the occupant of the Oval Office. Sure, I agree with that.
Exactly. I mean, China's in it every bit as much as the Steele dossier was in it coming from Britain. You know,
well,
so, I mean,
look at it like this. China, the Maoists that have been in charge for all these years, what, coming up on 49, you're looking over 70 years. Whether they got set up by the Jewish mob at the beginning or whatever, and they're still in their pocket, really, but look at all the blood on their hands regardless. They're an evil outfit. Any communist regime is an evil outfit. Regardless if they've got strings, you know, attached to the puppet masters, whatever you want to call it. But China's an evil the regime controlling that country, and they've got the blood of millions of their own people on their hands.
And to say China doesn't have something to do with this is like to say China doesn't have something to do with this Wuhan virus.
Well, yeah, I mean, but at the same time, all that stuff got offshored to China by Fauci and the rest of the goons when they had to move it from the United States because all the heat they were taking for the gain-of-function research here. And so it's a synergistic relationship between our shadow, not so much shadow anymore, our secret government with authoritarian regimes all over the world. We've got, you know, we've run some our rogue government has run some evil operations throughout this world, and they've been in bed with China for a long time.
Absolutely. And as we saw with Trump, these nations all get together, these media conglomerates all get together, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. I mean, these neocons are useless.
Look at Mitch McConnell's wife. Look at Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Stein. Yeah. Give me a
it's
break.
It's just horrendous. Robert, it's absolutely horrendous. But, you know, when a guy gets out here like Lindell, I'm not going to do anything but applaud him, because he could sit back home in his rocking chair like all these other people do that won't even write their city councilman. You know, this guy gets out here, we're going to what?
Want my opinion on Lindell, Lindell is part of Trump's shadow cabinet, if you will. And he's doing this operation. He's taking the flak and the heat. He was making numerous visits to the White House throughout the Trump presidency, and so I think that he decided he was going to be a person to move out in front on this election thing, and you know, he's risked a lot here to be involved in this. I will give you that. All right, Miles, I got to run. Go ahead.
Yeah, and all, Mike, Robert, I think you're right on with that, and I agree with that. But you know, we have to have somebody. I mean, we can't sit back here and say, well, this guy's not an absolute Puritan, so and we're fighting evil, you know. Well, this guy's not 100% Puritan, so I can't go with him. But you know what I'm saying, Robert. Keep up the great work, like hijackers say. You got the best numbers Sunday.
All right, man. Take care. So we got Robert in a truck. Let's bring up Robert in a truck. What's up, man?
Hey, Robert. You mentioned my industry, so I thought I'd better call in.
Yes.
This is a start over for me. I've been driving truck for 2.5 years. I used to be a caller into RBN. Mike Ribeiro, the National Intel Report. I used to like to talk to, Robbie Noel and, why can't I think of his name? I'm blanking, from the National Intel Report.
Oh, John, the owner of the network. Yeah. John Stattmiller.
It's not Stockman. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name, but he had the National Intel I'm kind of blanking on it. Anyway,
don't worry about it.
As a truck driver, yeah, I'm going to move on because I know you got other callers. Yeah. As a truck driver, in the last year since this whole COVID thing started, I live in my truck. I spend every night in the truck. I visit, probably 5 public restrooms a day, all of them frequented by other truck drivers that are also over-the-road truck drivers.
Right.
And the thing that I'm hearing other truck drivers say and the thing that I'm seeing is, where are the dead people?
Yeah.
I don't see any horses. I don't see any ambulances. I haven't seen anybody sick yet. I've been in probably every state since this has started, multiple times, except maybe Rhode Island. I don't think I've been in Rhode Island. But otherwise, I went back and forth through New York, the Bronx, up to Maine, then across to Portland, Oregon, and down through California, I-5 to Grants Pass, across. I went through all, just went through all the fires out there. Smoke is everywhere. Smoke, Denver.
Yeah, so basically you haven't seen any evidence of mass deaths, mass casualties, and so forth and so on. I haven't either, okay?
None.
And now you're seeing all these stories about ambulance teams, EMS people having to be diverted from here to here so they can run people because the hospitals are so full that they have to run people from this hospital to this hospital. And so this is the new mantra now in the Zio fake news matrix over here. So look.
When I drive by a hospital, the white tent. Out in front, empty. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't talk much, so that happens. Anyway, let me take a drink here.
All right, well, Robert, I got to get going, man. I got a lot to cover and not that much time. But thanks for calling. And I agree. This has been a PCR numbers driven scamdemic, and we'll see if the hospitals fill up this coming dark winter. Dan in Washington, what's up, Dan?
Hey, real quick. I was going to talk about the fires out west, but I talked to a nurse.
That's allegedly exacerbating people's COVID. By the way, I've been reading that too.
Oh yeah, well, maybe not put the, you know, if you inhale smoke for a few months, yeah, you might feel something. All I got to say about that is it's apocalyptic, man. I grew up in the Seattle area, and I don't remember any smoke on that side of the mountains, you know, because the mountains divide the east and the west. But, you know, about 4 years ago, we had a big fire, and the whole sky was, the sun turns blood red, and you're just in smoke.
Yeah.
And over in Spokane, it's been like that for months. And on top of that, it's a drought. So there's going to be a massive tree die-off. There's trees that they haven't got water in so long, and what happens is the ground might freeze up before they get rain. And you can see brown trees all over the whole, and even
that's
why
they call it. That's
why
they call it. That's why they call it omnicide. They're killing everything with creating these artificial pressure domes and all that, and moving the precipitation away from the West Coast. It's real strange stuff.
Yeah, the lakes up in Mount Shasta area, they're about half. They look like they're, one of them's about half full. The other one looks like a little river. They're saying Central Oregon, Klamath, that area, like Round Bend and stuff, is running out of water. Like wells are going dry.
I mean, the way I'm looking at it is, look, they might want to get everybody off of that West Coast to let other people occupy it, and then it'll turn the water back on.
You know, Spokane, they shipped a lot of the jobs out. They've been shipping heroin into that town. Like, the way you talk about St. Louis is very similar to Spokane. It like, hit its peak in, like, 1970. You know, and you got to wonder. But people are still moving there, and they're moving to Boise. But it does get that feeling there. Like, I was thinking of buying Northern California around Redding and stuff. Beautiful area, but they don't want people to rebuild those houses once they burn down. You know, they got restrictions. It's really hard. So
get out, Goy. Get out, Goy. That land's being held for somebody else now.
And you got to wonder, you know, if they're planning to repopulate it with Chinese
or something.
Okay,
you
that's all
wonder.
I got. It.
Yeah. All right, man.
As far as Miles from Maine, real quick, great caller, nice guy, but very naive. I mean, he's been calling in for 4 years. Just, Trump didn't mean to put Kushner in there. Trump didn't mean to do this. Trump's really trying. And then now it's Mike. As far as Lindell, I'll get off, but have you, that whole thing, you know, as far as being hacked, well, he could have gone on Gab, just like Trump could have gone on Gab. They could have done a lot. So to me, it's all, I think it's staged to pretend like he's being hacked. And I haven't seen any new, I'm not saying the election wasn't stolen, but he didn't come out with any hard evidence. It just sounded like a repeat of, you know, the stuff we heard about, you know, servers in Yugoslavia, that kind of stuff. So in a way, he's grifting. They're calling it grifting. They're making money off pretending like they're trying to get back in there. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think
we'll see.
Kind of,
I mean, John Moore thinks that they're going to artificially bring Trump back when they put Biden out to pasture just to cause chaos. And so I mean, that's kind of an interesting.
It would cause chaos. I don't know, but all right, I'll let the other callers get on. Have a good night.
All right, man. Take care. So let's see here. Australian stuff that we're seeing all over the place, martial law type behavior. Think about this with the Port Arthur massacre, the disarming of the people. Did the planning go back that far for them to be the beta test for this whole operation that we're seeing here? Because we know how long 9/11 was in planning, decades. And I guarantee you this was probably in planning for some serious amounts of time. So disarm the Aussies, and then we're going to run them as the beta test for the medical, biological angle, martial law. That's just kind of an interesting So Marburg virus, we're seeing the dust up of this new Marburg virus. It's like Ebola, 85% kill rate and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see. Let's see here. I wanted to get to this one. Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. ID.me. Okay, so now a bunch of these states are jumping into this little system here for people to get their unemployment benefits. So they artificially, through the fake PCR test driven COVID scam, locked down all these states and cities and counties and so forth. A lot of people couldn't get their job, you know, lost jobs and so forth and so on. And then now, go ahead and roll clip four.
This is Dabu 7. A heads up for folks out there that are looking to fill out for unemployment in certain states that are going to have to submit to this ID.me system.
ID.me.
At first glance, this may not seem like much. You could say, okay, what's wrong with someone having to prove their identity before receiving a payment? Well, there's not. You have to do that one way or another. But it's the invasiveness of this type of system here, as you're about to see. Not only do you have to submit to this new form of ID, but they also want to take your biometrics. They want to take your voice prints, fingerprints, everything, and tie it into a system, and even check in on your credit score system, all tied into this. And if you do not submit to this in at least 27 states, you do not get unemployment. It's a big time heads up here, because so many people have been decimated in their lives by losing their jobs and so much more in what we're living through right now. Many of you know this. Many of you are affected by this or know someone that is. A heads up here. I'm going to leave a link so you can look through this.
You can stop it there.
See if you're...
One of the listeners sent me this. This is John in Tennessee, sent me this. There's a game of chicken happening across the United States right now. I'm in a senior position at a Fortune 500 company, and I can tell you that leadership is highly, highly stressed about the number of people refusing mandatory vaccinations. They're currently betting that employees will blink before management. But if the unvaccinated employees stand firm in their convictions, this company will be screwed. If the company follows through on its threats and fires all the unvaccinated employees, the company will be decimated and will not be able to function. Don't give up. Don't give in. There are more of us than there are of them. Kind of an interesting take there. We shall see. I hope this goes this way with the Pentagon. I hope it goes this way with our law enforcement. This is hard to say. You worry about these food manufacturers and how they're going to be, because all these big companies, we know BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard are asset managers for most of all these big companies, and that trickles on down to the smaller companies. Very, very fascinating. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip five ready. This was big. Poly Network, largest crypto hack ever. Go ahead and roll clip five.
Evan, we're getting word today that the biggest hack in crypto history has just went down. They're saying that hackers have stole some $600 million in cross-chain money off of several different blockchains here. And this is going to have a ripple effect through the whole community. This started with the Poly Network, Polygon. And all kinds of people are saying that they've been hit or affected by this. Some of the biggest names out there that I've seen saying that they've been affected by this. To the extent, no one's really saying personally, but in terms of the estimates taken out of there, $264 million from the Ethereum blockchain, $250 million from the Binance Smart Chain, and a further $85 million from Polygon. Now, some of this money was dished into different networks. Curve Finance is a pool that individuals use to do stuff like this for stable coins. When you put money into this pool, it is nearly impossible to track down anything that comes out of it. And they're saying that that's the case, that some of these guys got that money dumped in there before they could block it. Regardless, this is the biggest hack in history. They're only going to continue to get bigger. And it shows you that if hackers can go in here and just liquidate all your money overnight, what do you think the government could do?
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Think about this stuff where the Congress and all the money grubbers up there in D.C. Are trying to really go after people that deal in crypto and play in the crypto world, taxing it and so forth and so on. These central bank digital currencies that they're all trying to come up with and get started. And so the crypto world is under the – it's got a big target on it, it appears. Now, what it also appears is if they can go in and just rape various crypto exchanges, how really airtight is this system? You know, you hear about, oh, it's all – nobody can do anything with it. It's the most secure stuff you ever heard. And then you see these articles coming out of Zero Hedge and other places that, hey, this exchange just got – robbed, this cross-chain theft and all this strange stuff. I mean, you know, look, I'm not a crypto person, but it's becoming clear that with the Chinese going after all their miners and all that stuff, people are really starting to want to clamp down on this kind of unregulated Wild West type of thing going on here. Very, very interesting. Jim Stone, American intelligence has the following message. We and all government agencies are 100% clean, 0% corrupt. And if you argue with that, you're a malign actor and a terrorist. And so he's got all these documents. We're in this together. Disinformation stops with you. And it's all these government handouts, you know, documents from the Federal Trade Commission and DHS, Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, and so forth and so on. So it all talks about rely on trusted sources such as the CDC and your health department. Yeah, the biggest liars on the planet. Trust them for your medical information. They've been proven to be spot on in the last year and a half, let me tell you. Think twice before sharing content online. Be careful about posting personal information. Be on the lookout for content that seems manipulative or overly emotional. Well, that's all you got to do is read the government or turn on the TV and you'll get that. Report scams to appropriate federal agencies. Okay? And it gets into all this crap. So the federal government is calling homegrown whistleblowers malign actors and lumping us in with China. Additionally, they added Russia and Iran, which they are trying to destroy. That is where the American citizen now stands. As an openly declared enemy, they will actively seek to destroy. Despite the stolen valor, the current rigged-in regime is claiming from the roots of America's great past, I'm not buying it, and we'll call what this government operates on exactly what it is, stolen valor, a vote fraud carjacker and a Ferrari. Message to the terrorists who stole the election are using stolen valor to declare the United States people an enemy. You're full of crap and all of us know it. Thank you for drawing the line in the sand so clearly. We know you truthfully do not represent us and there's clearly only one way out of this. A new take on tyranny takes the cake. If you're an incel, you're a terrorist. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. The people of Lee will live their lives. The people of Risley, reunite their blood. They tear it down, only they could. Tear it down the wall. Got to see both. I want the truth! You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Public Broadcasting Network. I've been meaning to play this the last couple of weeks. I've had it in my clips, and I just haven't had the opportunity. So I want you to kind of clear your mind out. Okay, we're in August now. Bring yourself back to January. Okay, you just had the January 6th false flag operation ran by the Pelosi crowd, the counterintelligence crowd, you know, your bad actors in the shadow government up there in D.C. They had all their little goons up in the front, broke in the place. They had the stand down order to invite the people in, and now you got all these people in the gulag. So this was January 15th. Okay, this was 9 days after the 6th. This was 5 days before Biden was allegedly inaugurated. Okay. And this was me calling into John Stadtmiller's show on the 15th of January. And kind of think about, so put yourself in that time frame, but and then listen to what the content of what we talked about. Go ahead and roll it.
Let me go to Robert Ravold. Hello, Robert.
Good evening, John. I'm listening tonight, and, you know, I kind of actuated out where the lines in the sand for me and my loved ones are, and it's the warp speed jab, and it's the guns. Whether I can talk on Twitter or not, I don't give a rat's rear end. But this is it. It's the jab and it's the guns. This is it. These are the two things. When they want to hit you with the jab and when they want to come get the guns, this is the time. It's all out war and all the rest of this. I'm looking at this. I want this to play out. I'm looking at the next few days, and I want the X-22 report narrative to play out. It's a big sting, Steve Pachinik and all the rest of it. I'd love to see this. I want to see these people. You know, I was thinking about this. Remember Trump's inauguration when he had all his military guys in the middle of his speech? They come marching up behind him, and everybody's freaking out. They're like, what the heck's all these guys doing? I would love to see the same thing happen, but they snatch up a bunch of these Marxist, Maoist traitors.
Pussy.
But
humor.
At the same time. I'm remaining realistic and realizing that, you know, I see the Trump's crew moving out, allegedly, things marked for the Trump presidential library and so forth. So, look, a lot of us are watching very closely, and I'm not betting my entire existence on whether Trump stays or goes. The fight will go on. The struggle will continue. We can't bet our entire existence on whether Trump stays in office or not. We have to remain steadfast and realize that the Almighty runs this universe, and whatever happens to the country and whatever is coming our way, a lot of it is well-deserved. A lot of men and women in our previous generations got suckered into believing what the radio and the television were telling them, the FDR generation, the so-called greatest generation, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so, look, the struggle's going to continue. I don't give a rat's behind of what really happens up here. So many people are betting their entire life and their entire emotional and psychological health on the next few days, and it's like, come on. We're Americans, and those of us that are hardcore, old-school-minded Americans, I'm a Marine. I've been to MCRD San Diego. I went to boot camp. I've seen a lot of things. I've been in a lot of places in my life. We cannot, you know, throw the entire, gauntlet down with the next few days. The struggle's going to continue, whether this senile goofball Biden with his pedo son and all the corrupt crap happens, and Kamala Harris.
Robert, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
The next 5 or 10 days in this country, I understand exactly what you're saying. The question I'm simply asking, you're saying, oh, we're going to continue to resist. How and where That's to right. make it effective to keep the government that has been running roughshod over everybody for so damn long, they've given up on governing. Now they're just ruling. That's the thought of the day. This is not governing. This is ruling. And now we have the ruling class, the new ruling class in the White House. Robert, what I'm simply asking is, okay, what is the mechanism? What is the most effective mechanism of combating this and now throwing the people out that we should have never let them in the house, but they're there in our house right now, sitting at our table, eating our food, looking around, seeing what they can grab on their way out the door. They're in the house. How do we get rid of the rats and return this country to its constitutional roots, which I think is going to be a nigh impossibility because what they have done, And I know you know this better than anybody, Robert, the administrative state and its ability to enforce its rules.
Sure.
They've walked through our walked through our lives. The government has been through our lives. It's walked through our wallet. There is no place that these people are not able or willing to go. So my simple question that I'm going to keep repeating until I start getting constructive answers is, what the hell do we do next? My only thing, Robert, the only thing that I see, and you know this, any time that a country finds itself in this position, it goes to war with its own people.
That's right.
All right?
You got it. It's war, John. Hey, when the jab comes, no matter who's pushing it, whether it's the if Trump stays in or whether it's the Biden-Harris people, the jab is a big one, and guns are the second. These are the two prongs, and it's war. You know it, and I know it.
And
all right, you can stop it there. So that was 7 months ago to the day that went John and I had this conversation. Go ahead, hijacker in Washington. What's on your mind?
Robert. Astronomical, record-breaking numbers tonight. Unbelievable. You own Sunday night. So here's the deal, Robert. Big picture. On the 10th of August, the federal United States government declared war against the United States military. They authorized mandatory vaccines. Yep. They authorized a biological weapon to hit the last remaining pocket of power or pocket of people who actually protect us. These are the guys at the gate. These are the actual guys that are at the gate that prevent invasion from all these different forces, and those are the Marines. They detonated a biological weapon. They now say it's going to be mandatory by September 15th. People don't know it, but on August 10th, 5 days ago, they literally used a biological weapon. They declared war. That is the beginning of the war. You talked about.
Let me ask you this, hijacker. Okay, so you got this that happened. You got this September 15th date. Then you've got like John Moore and these guys saying something cataclysmic is going to happen. Then you've got the Congress throwing this infrastructure, trillions of dollars around. Do you have some sort of inclinations that that there's going to be something that happens, within the next number of weeks that's going to totally change the game?
Yeah, I do, because half of the Marines are not taking the shot. They're not taking the jab. They are not going to let the Marines resign, walk away, whatever. They consider them all weapons. Because of your skill set. I mean, you, Robert, yourself, you could round up 50 Marines just within where you live. And you, if you found out where tanks were at, you could fire those tanks up and then, boom, you got a battalion. So, no, what they're going to do is they're going to start a war. And that's why this Afghanistan incident happened, where now they're going to send in 5,000 Marines to secure basically the green zone to bring everybody back from Kabul. And so they're going to throw the United States military into a big war and grind them up, realizing that they're not going to take the jab. They're all going to float away. And so
have you kind of tripped out off the CDC documents calling these quarantine zones green zones, and we have the green zone in Baghdad and the green zone in Kabul and so forth? Isn't that weird that the CDC would call those green zones as well?
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, this is so now what's happened since they like what Mike Adams talked about, hitting the United States Marines and the military overall with this biological weapon, forcing them all to take the shot. That is the act of war. And so whether you're a former Marine or an active Marine, right now, I mean, you're talking about everybody's getting their game helmet on. And now it's getting to the point to where you talked about the difference between killing and murder. Wait a minute. You know, it's just like in war. And you, Robert, you've probably seen it. You probably have had to kill guys. But you saw people on the other side, your age, you know, 20, 30 years old, and they were just like, you know, hometown folk, and they had families and stuff like that, and, you know, they were fighting for their cause. And so now it's become to the point to where now the baby-faced cop is no longer the baby-faced cop, but he's part of a satanic system, which is making war on the United States military and the United States people. Civil
well, see, that's even more of a declared. That's even more yeah. of a, that's more of a sacrosanct issue. See, being sent off into a goofy war for nefarious reasons, you could even say that you could have kind of hesitation to be involved with that, be a conscientious objector. But when one of these cats is going to come in your house and disappear you into some CDC gulag or hold you down to put this crap into your body, all bets are off. That is total justification to liquidate that threat. And whether they wear five badges, one badge, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You see, this is a whole nother level because they're coming in your home, and you have total justification, no matter what Biden says or Austin says or Mayorkas or any of these goons or Christopher Wray. They're talking about coming in people's homes in the United States of America and taking them off and force jabbing them or disappearing them into the gulag. This is a whole nother level. And so the cops and the guys in the National Guard, the feds, you must realize that this is a totally unjust order, an unlawful order that you're going to be given here, and you go ahead and stand down and take your weight and walk away from this evil garbage once the crap hits the fan.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that, Robert. So, you know, I live on a little organic farm in Northwest Washington. You know, I go out, do my, you know, I got 5 acres. It's a lot of work. Actually, I thought about hiring illegal aliens, all this heat and work. But anyways, the point is, yeah, I've got my 40 cal, you know, my weapons in my house, and somebody knocks on the door within a few seconds, I'm locked and loaded. But it's worse than that. Now it's to the point that when I go out to the field, you know, I said, well, should I carry this heavy thing out there? And then I said, well, I'll just stick it in like a drywall bucket and like move it near me in case something happens. I mean,
You need to get one of them quick draw holsters, man. Reach down and hit a holster.
It's actually carrying the thing. But this is the point. The point is that we're getting to the point now where it's almost open war. It's almost to the point to where everything starts to break. And what I think is basically getting ready to happen. I think the white horse of the Bible. The four horses, the white, the red, the black, and the pale horse rode. I think the white horse that had the crown, the corona, that went forth conquering and to conquer, subdued all the nations. But now the red horse is about to realize itself. And that's
The black horse is showing its face too with the famine and this artificially scarcity that's engineered and so forth.
Yeah, the economic, right. But the red horse is violence.
Yeah, well, that's war.
So the red horse takes peace from the earth.
Yeah.
And so what I'm starting to wonder, and all of the people that are thinking, and I'm talking about military units and police units, they're starting to see lawlessness is about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And when that starts to happen, Robert, those guys are going to start to grab. They're going to start to take scores. They're going to know it's the end. They're going to know there's no more law. And so that's when we get into... if your power goes out, that's all I can tell you. If your power goes out and it stays out without explanation for more than 2 or 3 days, then what's basically happened is we're starting to descend into the red horse that takes peace from the earth so that men kill one another. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyways, Robert, you got a great show. Actually, your numbers, I've never seen the numbers you've had now. So everybody's upset. I mean, everybody's just like right on the edge. But anyways, God bless you, Robert. And I don't know what you were in the Marines, but damn, you're like a captain or a lieutenant colonel. I mean, any Marines around in St. Louis, gather around and protect Robert.
Oh, yeah. I know some guys.
Yeah.
Marines I work with, yeah. All right, man. Well, take care of yourself. We'll talk soon, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got two callers left. Let's take John in Tennessee. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, man, in times of war, killing's just like breathing. Johnny Rambo.
The point I was trying to make was it's not murder. It's not murder if you're defending your home from people that are trying to disappear you or force vaccinate you or this whole goofy anybody that questions the COVID narrative is a terrorist now or the lockdowns. I mean, it's gone full blown KGB, NKVD, Cheka. Solzhenitsyn moment's coming, and nobody's going to know exactly when it is until it's here, and you're going to hear squads of so forth and so on kicking down doors in your neighborhood type thing.
Well, I mean, I like what you said in the beginning about the about us having to be consistent, you know. You know, you got these guys coming across the border, and then you say COVID's real, and then other times you're saying it's not. But what I'm also thinking is, you know, the transnational corporations are actually running the planet now, and they don't see nation states. We do. We're waving an American flag. We're talking about America. They don't see it anymore. America's just a region with customers, and they have governors that they put over it. Because I think if a government gets in the way of a corporation distributing the product or the bottom line, they'll take out that government.
Well, look at the John Perkins Confessions of an Economic Hitman model that they used in South America. It's pretty much what we're dealing with now here in North America.
Yeah, no, and what's going to happen is we're going to end up, you see, the Congress has spent, you know, once they get Bernie's $3.5 trillion passed, that'll be $10 trillion this government has passed in spending. It's a slush fund. They're sitting on it. They haven't even spent it yet, but they'll have $10 trillion in spending since the November election. And what's basically going to happen, we'll get to the digital currency, we'll get the Great Reset. They're not going to alarm people, but this is all data collection, medical data, political data, all that stuff. But what's probably going to happen is you are going to end up with the Ilhan Omar $50,000 a year universal basic income. And the reason they're going to give that money to people is so that all those transnational corporations have customers. So we buy their goods. If we don't have any money, we can't buy their goods. So this thing is still going to go on for another 5 or 8 years. You're going to get, like I said, you're going to get your Great Reset. The whole world's going to be under the social credit score, and under world communism, they're going to get rid of their political opposition. It won't be allowed.
Yeah, the system will go on for the system will go on for a number of years. Sure. But people like you and I who are out here running our mouth right now on talk radio in front of a whole bunch of people, you see, we've got to worry about
doing the Alexander. We're doing the Alexander Solzhenitsyn thing. We're telling everybody. Yeah, no, we're doing the right thing. There's no doubt about that. We're putting up the fight. But real quickly, we got a game theory out this Afghanistan thing, because on the right and left political spectrum, it looks really stupid what Biden did. But what are you doing? Are you creating a vacuum in Afghanistan so Russia can go in there, or are you going to set up a false flag where Iran does something and our military's not sitting there right in Afghanistan ready to attack Iran? You know what I mean? That's what the right's saying. If our military's not sitting there in Afghanistan up against Iran to attack immediately,
Iran in a pincher. We had Iran in a pincher. We had all the bases in, you know, Gutter and all that, and Kuwait.
We had them surrounded.
But remember, Biden and Obama and them guys wanted to sign some deals with Iran and kind of back off of them, and so forth and so on. And so we'll see what happens. The Chinese, it looks like they're just going to move in, take over the operation completely, and keep mining the rare earth minerals, keep the, you know, the opium game going. They love flooding us with fentanyl anyway. I mean, think about the biological warfare against us was not this COVID thing. It's the fentanyl flooding us for the last 10 years and the heroin for the last 20, where all these white kids and a lot of black kids are all sitting in graves right now. I got friends that are dead right now because of this crap from overdoses. And so it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing with the mask on the kids, you know, from age 12 and under, they're not going to vaccinate those kids. And I'm kind of thinking, when God killed all the people over 20 years of age and didn't let them in the promised land, I think the Jew World Order is doing the same template. It'll be 5 to 8 years. They're making a class of obedient slaves with those they don't vaccinate, is what they're doing. You'll be allowed in the New World Order if you obey, and that's what they're doing. They've got us separated by an age line.
Yeah. All right, John, I got one more caller, man. I'm going to jump on, but thanks for calling. I'll holler at you. All right, let's take Steve in South Carolina. You'll be the last caller, Steven.
Oh, hi, Robert. Thanks so much for taking the call. Steven Douglas Whitener in South Carolina. I I wanted to say that I think you're right, that this is war. I mean, whether they're going to come and pull the plug, so to speak, or make it as obvious that quick, I don't know. But we definitely attacked the military with a bioweapon. And well,
look at Greece. Hold on. Look at Greece, France, Italy, Britain with these protests. Those countries have all been disarmed. Now, what happened if they still had their firearms rights intact and they were trying to pull all this draconian BS on these nations that are the size of American states? There'd be some bullets flying right now.
Absolutely. Just do not give them up. You know, don't comply. That's how we're still able to be having this conversation. I do believe that you've seen people over there in these countries you mentioned when they're talking on the air and being swatted at the tower, at least people coming through. I've seen that happen several times. And this is it. Just like you said,
being beat with these ass batons, beating old ladies, these Aussie cops and some of these cops in Europe. What orders they've been given, I cannot even figure out. That these guys would be like, anybody out on these streets, I want you to just beat the brakes off them with your ass. I mean, and you see an old lady and you're gonna whoop her with a metal baton like that? That's sick.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I've seen that too. We're behind enemy lines. It's the way I see it. We have got to act that way. You know, it's time
we're in 1915. We're about 1915, 1916 Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
1917, right before the Red Terror begins. That's where we're at.
Exactly. And you don't have to do anything to trigger the Red Terror. You just have to be a potential enemy, somebody they don't like, you know, for whatever reason that you might resist. Not just people like us who are speaking out and in their face, but just when they came in, the Khmer Rouge came in, they killed anybody with a pair of glasses. Anyone, you know, that they thought would not go along with their little plan.
Anybody they thought could read with a pair of glasses.
Exactly. Yeah, and well, anyways, great show. I have this first time I've called you. I listen when I'm able. My dad was one of Merrill's Marauders back during World War II. So thanks for your service. Appreciate that a lot. And yes, I'll let you go on with the rest of it. But I just wanted to reiterate what you're saying. This is it, man. This is not just prep or something. It's like they've been making these preparations to do this global tyranny and depopulation and all for a while. You can read their plans. We've read their plans. Other people haven't, you know, and even people who aren't vaguely aware of this are starting to go, hey, wait a minute, something ain't right, you know. They said that this shot would protect me, and now they're saying you got to get more and more. And a lot of you got to be willfully ignorant at this point, you know. And
a lot of people are highly pissed. They took the jab. They told them your life was going to go back to normal. Mm-hmm. And then they're telling them, put your mask back on, Goy.
Exactly.
They're like, wait a minute. Now they're snapping. Because they're like, I did what you said. I got these two shots, and it made me feel like crap. And now you're telling me I need to put this stupid face diaper back on? So we'll see what happens.
It's ridiculous. They want you to do two in Philadelphia now. Two masks are a shot. And I think that is what they're going to use against. The main weapon they're going to use against the people is that shot. I mean, I dread to see what happens this fall with cold and flu season. We'll know then whether COVID is shots are definitely real.
We'll see if it's Operation Dark Winter that goes into effect this year, not last year. All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and we'll see how it all plays out. It's Incendiary Radio on RBN. See y'all.
By his side, he's like, grind him up and shove him out of the matter what's inside. His friend and kill the man's in a fighting tool of strangers, grind him down the sausages.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.